Hey, how's everybody doing? This is HealingSoulTour.com again with another podcast. This is my Sunday podcast, which will be a little longer than usual. I do a 10-minute kind of deal, but it varies from like 5 to 10 minutes, to be honest with you. So the Sunday one, I hope to get all the way up to 10 minutes, and I'm actually looking for this day, my Sunday podcast, to be a fuller, longer podcast, as long as an hour through Audioboo. So I'm going to start doing that soon enough. I just got to pay for the service. I also wanted to give you guys a heads up that my son's kind of running around here, so you might hear a weird little noise. That's his little derpy going ham. He'll be all right. So again, HealingSoulTour.com is the website. Twitter, HealingSoulTour, Facebook, Pinterest, I believe Google Plus, and Tumblr. Now, I added Tumblr for some reason. All of those things are HealingSoulTour. You can just find it there. So it's been a weird week for me for healing, especially. My Merc was a DPS tune for a while. Because that was the only place I could find him a raid team with. So I got all the gear, my DPS gear, and I've been going DPS with him pretty much exclusively for a while now. He started off as Arsenal, and then we went to Pyro, and I like Pyro pretty well DPS wise. But the group I'm running him with recently lost a healer. A healer decided to take a break. So I was asked if I can go heals with him, and I was like, sure, of course I can go heals with him. I love healing in general, and I need more practice with my Merc. I have a Sorc that was my main all the way up to 2.0, and obviously I have two operatives and a scoundrel that I heal with a lot now. All three of them basically in Nightmare tier in one group or another. So I'm really excited to get my Merc into a group that will be going into Nightmare, especially once the buff wears off. My operatives, both my operatives and my scoundrel have all been in on the current Nightmare level with the buff, and they're 4 or 5 on all three of those tunes. So to be able to take my Merc in is really exciting. Like I'm kind of excited about that. I need to practice a little more. For me, it's the Merc healing takes a little more effort. I feel like the Merc healer is really strong at times, but over the course of a fight can kind of get a little overwhelmed. But again, that just might be me needing more practice with them and kind of getting a better understanding for what the heals are. Especially because that AoE heal is a pretty good one. But compared to the other two, compared to the Scoundrel or Operative or Sage or Sorc, I feel like the American Commando AoE heal is pretty much the weakest of the bunch. But it does buff, if I remember right, it does buff other heals, so that's good. So if you combine it with the Sorc AoE heal, it's pretty juicy. And the good news about the Merc AoE heal is you can just spam it pretty much nonstop. And I like that. So I like that just kind of throwing a heal off on the way to somewhere else. So like in the Corruptor Zero fight, for instance, on Nightmare, everybody's pretty much, depending on what strat you use, a lot of people use a stacking strat. Everybody kind of gathers up on the boss in between mines and in between the barrage phases, stuff that he does. That's a great opportunity to just spam your AoE heal. And then if you use it with your supercharged gas, and I believe on the pub side is supercharged cells, you got yourself a pretty legit, like shielding, healing kind of scenario there where you can just go nuts. So, I do like the Merc healer a lot. I think they think it, they buffed it with the shield, the Koto shield at least, and I think it's Koto probe on the pub side. They didn't really buff it all that much, honestly. But what they did was just as important. They made it to where group raid leaders and healers feel like it was buffed, and that's really all you need sometimes to get your tune in. Sometimes for a raid leader, and I've been a raid leader off and on for a real free, since the game launched essentially. Sometimes all you need is that your class, the perception of your class, be that it was buff or that it's good. Because for some reason, people rarely take into account actual skill with a tune when they're picking a healer or when they're picking a class, you know. So I've already seen on the Soul Tour boards where Sorcs and Sages are being asked to step out of Nightmare Brontes because the fight just doesn't lend itself to that. And it doesn't. The fight does not lend itself to the Sorc or Sage healer. They're outside of the Kephas fight, the Kephas part. But the reason the groups are having issues with is the last phase, and the last phase just isn't a Sage Sorc-y part of a fight. It's just not. There's a lot of chaos going on. There's a lot of people scattered about. A mobile healer is best for that phase, and that's honestly the true test of that fight. And right now, the hardest part of the game, I think, is the last Brontes phase. So, but people don't take into account skill, right? So if I have a person, an actual real life person who I know is a monster with his or her Sage or Sorc, I'd like to think that that person can get a spot regardless of the class. But that's not always the case. So what you need, what BioWare did with the Merc healer, was made it so where it seems as if the Merc Healer got buffed just because they made that shield spammable. That's a very important thing, and I like it. I like the boost, but they could have done other things to actually boost it. They could have made supercharged gas a little bit longer. They could have made the heals a little bit faster, the cast a little bit faster. They could have done stuff to the tree to boost the heals a little more. They could have done a lot of stuff. They could have done some things here and there to make it to where, you know, the Merc class is actually buffed and not just kind of perceived to be buffed because of the shield. But I think them doing that, so just kind of publicly, I guess, for lack of a better word, was really important for for Merc healers and the tune in the class, because then people perceived that it was buffed and now perceived that it was far more useful in a raid in some instances than like a Sorc, and that's really cool. So I'm really happy to get my Merc Healer into a group, a set group, and I feel like we'll be doing Nightmare stuff with that group here soon enough once we got to gear a person or two out because we were replacing people. So once we get everybody geared and the buff wears off, we'll go into Nightmare, and I'm really confident about what we're going to do in there with that group, but I'm really happy about what I'm going to be able to do with my Merc Healer just to get a chance to do more with him. But it is a challenge for me. I'm not going to lie. My Merc Healing class is a bigger challenge for me than the Sorc and the Operative or Scoundrel and the Sage, depending on what side you're on. Because I believe like it just involves more things, like spamming the rapid shot or that green light of death. To me, takes more effort than just dropping probes from the Scoundrel and the Operative. To me, remembering to put the shield up on people, the Koto shield, Koto probe, it takes more effort than putting up the Sorc and Sage shield. Primarily because at least on the Sorc side, you can see the shield debuff on the player, so you see when it falls off, and you know to put it back on. There's not a way right now where I see when the shield pops off of people off their bar debuff. I actually have to click on them and look at their own debuff, the player debuff, to see how many more ticks it has on it. That's kind of annoying. Like, I think there was a way, a guildie mentioned there was a way to see all of that stuff on the bar, but I haven't really thought enough to do it. But if there was a clean way to see my Koto shield go on people and come off people, just like you do with the Sorc bubble and the Sage bubble, then that's amazing. That's awesome, because then you can just refresh it. So my challenge with the Merc Healer is to be able to refresh those shields, use the auto attack, the rapid fire, rapid shots, I guess it's called, or whatever it's called, to keep, you know, keep my stacks going, to keep heals going out, and to know when and where it's time to just kind of turret a little bit and cast. Also, another challenge with the Merc and Commando is to not waste supercharged cell or supercharged gas, because you don't get an auto stack button like you do on a Sentinel, you know, or a Marauder, where you can just hit a button or hit a skill if it's available and automatically get the stacks you need for Bloodthirst or the other one, and all, you know, all the bleeds and all the boosts and stuff that class can have. You get an ability that gives you the auto stacks. You don't on the Merc or Commando, so you have to be able to be wise about when you use it. There's certain fights you can just use it on cooldown because it doesn't really matter. Like Grobdock, there's no burn phase on Grobdock. There's no challenge, you know, different phases and stuff to worry about. It's just a steady burn, a steady fight with steady damage. So you can use that pretty much on cooldown. Some people might use it during the magnet phase when everybody's kind of gathered and sitting still. You can kind of shield everybody with that. But like Draxus, you want to save it for wave 5. You want to save it for wave 5. You want to save it for wave 9, for instance, if you can, if it's available. For Nephra, you can use it whenever you want. So there's different fights that behave differently where you want to be smart about how you use that supercharged stuff. So those are the challenges for me on my Merc Healer, and I'm really excited to be able to have that opportunity to do it on a steady basis and to see what I can do and see if I'm good with that class. You know, honestly, see if I'm good with that class. Hard mode is easy. Hard mode at this point is essentially story mode. So to be able to go in a Nightmare, even with the buff falling off, the mechanics are going to be kind of nutty. So I'm really looking forward to that. Otherwise, that's really all I've been doing. Just, you know, trying to get my Merc Healer up, get all my heals in the classes, and I mean, get all my heals in the groups, and just kind of seeing what we can do, man. For those of the healers out there, get ready for the buff to come off. I got a feeling business is about to pick up for some of us, and I'm really looking forward to that. So my 10 minutes is coming up. This is really fast. I'm going to ask Audio Boo for more time. They'll do that sometimes. So I think I'm getting enough listens, and if I can get more listens, that'll help my cause out. So if you guys enjoy the podcast, please retweet it. Please share it, and help me get the numbers up so I can get a couple more minutes while I boost it up. Hope you guys are doing really well. I got 15 seconds, so I'm just going to say healingswartor.com for all your needs, for all your healing discussions, and obviously tell me what I'm getting wrong. You guys take care, have a good week, and I'll catch up to you here in a little bit. See ya.